Therefore, Atmanaha of the living entity, Artha Bhutasya, having his real interest. Yataha, from which? Anartha, of all unwanted things. Parampara, a series one after another. Song Shitaki, material existence. Tat, of that. Vyavachedaha, stopping. Bhakcha, by devotional service. Paramaya, unalloyed. Gorau, unto the Supreme Lord, or his representative. Vasudeve, Vasudeva. Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhakti Yoga, devotional service. Samakitaha, applied. Sadhrichinena, completely. Vairagyam, detachment. Jnanam, full knowledge. Cha, and. Janayashyati, will cause to become manifest. Translation, the real interest of the living entity is to get out of the nescience that causes him to endure repeated birth and death. The only remedy is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his representative. Unless one renders devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, one cannot possibly become completely detached from this material world, nor can he possibly manifest real knowledge. So you can repeat, the real interest of the living entity is to get out of the nescience that causes him to endure repeated birth and death. The only remedy is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his representative. Unless one renders devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, one cannot possibly become completely detached from this material world, nor can he possibly manifest real knowledge. So purport by his divine grace, Śrīla Prabhupāda, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. This is the way to become detached from the artificial material condition. The only remedy is to take to Krishna consciousness and constantly engage in the devotional service of Lord Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone is trying to be happy, and the process adopted to achieve that happiness is called self-interest. Unfortunately, the conditioned soul hovering within this material world does not know that his ultimate goal of self-interest is Vasudeva. Sangshuti, or material existence, begins with the illusion, bodily conception of life. And on the basis of this conception, there ensues a series of unwanted things, anarthas. These unwanted things are actually mental desires for various types of sense gratification. In this way, one accepts different types of bodies within this material world. One first has to control the mind so that the desires of the mind can be purified. This process is described in the Narada Pancharatra as Sarvapadi Viniramuktam Tatparatvena Nirmalam. Unless one purifies his mind, there is no question of getting free from the material condition. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the first canto, 7th chapter, text 6. Anartho pashamam sakshad bhagati yogam ahaksaje lokasya janato vidvams chakre satvata sanghitam. The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service, but the mass of people do not know this. And therefore, the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. Anartha's unwanted things come down from one bodily life to another. To get out of this entanglement, one has to take to the devotional service of Lord Vasudeva Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word guru is significant in this connection. The word guru may be translated as heavy or the supreme. In other words, the guru is this spiritual master. Srila Vishabhadeva advised his sons, Guru Nasashat, Namochya Dya Samupetya Mrityum. One should not take up the post of spiritual master unless he is able to lead his disciple from the cycle of birth and death. That's from the Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text 18. Material existence is actually a chain of action and reaction brought about by different types of fruitive activities. This is the cause of birth and death. One can stop this process only by engaging oneself in the service of Vasudeva. Bhakti refers to those activities performed in the service of Lord Vasudeva. Because Lord Vasudeva is the supreme, one should engage oneself in his service, not in the service of the demigods. Devotional service begins from the neophyte stage, the stage of observing the rules and regulations, and extends to the point of spontaneous loving service to the Lord. The purpose of all stages is to satisfy Lord Vasudeva. When one is perfectly advanced in the devotional service of Vasudeva, one becomes completely detached from the service of the body. That is his designated position in material existence. After becoming so detached, one becomes actually perfect in knowledge and engages perfectly in the service of Lord Vasudeva. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivara Surupa Hoy Krishnara Nicha Das. Every living entity is by constitutional position an eternal servant of Krishna. As soon as one engages in the service of Lord Vasudeva, he attains his normal constitutional position. This position is called the liberated stage. Muktir hitvan yadata swarupena yavastatihi. In the liberated stage, one is situated in his original Krishna conscious position. He gives up all engagements in the service of matter, engagements concocted under the names of social service, national service, community service, dog service, automobile service, and so many other services conducted under the illusion of I and mine. As explained in the second chapter of the first canto, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojata Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Gyanam Cha Yada Hoitukam. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. This is from the Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, text 7. Thus one must engage in the service of Vasudeva without material desire, mental speculation, or fruitive activity. Om gana timananda sha gananjana shlakaya chakshuru meditam yena tasmai shri hridaye namaha. Like as Lord Vishabhadeva states in the Bhagavatam, nate vidhu swartha gatim hi vishnu turashaya yevahari artha manina andar yatandar upaniyamanas te pishatantra urudamni vada. Famous verse. You probably quoted this verse quite often. And this is Natevidhu. People do not know. They do not know, actually. Natevidhu. Swa artha. Swa means his own. Artha means his benefit, or sometimes it means money, but not in this particular case. His real interest. Let's say interest would be a better definition. So artha gatim, and his goal, he Vishnu. They don't know that. They think that they have so many other interests. The interest of this body, the interest, as Prabhupada said, the interest of their dog, the interest of society, the interest of their mundane religion, or the interest of their family. Just like I was reading about this great saint in India. His name was Tukaram. He's the... sometimes called the Mahaprabhu of Maharashtra. Maharashtra is one of the provinces. And His only interest was to serve Krishna, but his wife kept yelling at him. His wife was like his mind, I guess. Kept yelling at him and said, you know, why don't you get a job, do something practical? And he would, from a material perspective, he was completely impractical. Because when he would get anything, he would distribute it to people in general. Like if he got grains or something like that, he just distributed them all. His wife was just like so angry, she would chase away the people he was giving charity to. She was a real trip, as they say. So anyway, he knew his real self-interest was Vishnu or Krishna or Pandurang, which is a name for Krishna in Maharashtra. But his wife was thinking his real self-interest is to take care of me, his wife, that is, and his children. And it's interesting that Krishna always took care of them in spite of his being completely devoted to Krishna. Of course, that's one of the qualities of a pure devotee, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that understand that Krishna will always protect one and maintain one. Of course, one shouldn't do foolish things. It's not that you should give away your whole stock of grains like Tukaram did. But anyway, but still, it's not that he was foolish, but he was connected very closely with Krishna. But don't do that. Don't imitate him. But so he understood that his real self-interest is Vishnu, and Krishna took care of everything else. That's faith. That actually, Swarthi Gatimhi Vishnu, that's the beginning stage of devotional service. Ultimately, one still realizes it, but one has to realize that to even start devotional service. As we find in the hierarchy of devotional service, what is it? Ado, Shraddha. And then you got Tata, Sadhu Sangota, Vajanakriya, etc. But in the beginning, there's faith. And the faith is that my real self-interest is to be connected to Krishna. And to be connected to Krishna, I have to follow the Vedic literatures. And that's also a secondary faith or a connected faith. And I have to follow the spiritual master. So that's just the beginning, primary. Just like Prabhupada would talk about initiation. And he would say initiation means to begin your spiritual life. It doesn't mean to end it. Many people think when they get initiation that's their perfection. You got your spiritual name. It's just like when you're in the university and you're joining a fraternity, you get initiated in a fraternity too. And there's something, before you get initiated, there's something called hazing. Anyone's heard of that before? Hazing means like the new bhakti program. Of course, it's the opposite of a Krishna conscious new bhakti program, because part of the hazing usually entails drinking a whole keg of beer or something like that. Or, people die from that. So there's a test. It's just like before someone takes initiation, there's a preliminary period of testing. So one gets initiated in the fraternity. What is it? Egalite, fraternity, whatever it is, that French word. Unity, equality, fraternity. So one gets initiated, and then one's one of the guys at that point, isn't it? You made it, and then you can go to all the wild parties and do whatever they do. It's interesting. When I first went to the university, I don't want to continue too much with this metaphor, but when I first went to the university, there was this thing called Rush Week, where they were trying to. You know what I'm talking about? Where all the different fraternities, they just like make their ploy or play for you. And they say, you join us, and we have these wild parties where we have ladies jump out of cakes. I remember that one. I said, that's not very nice. I'd rather eat a cake than have some stupid lady jump out of it. So it's like our preaching. We preach to people. Just like making a metaphor there, or analogy, just like or as. That's an analogy. So we preach. We say, we've got it, and there's other groups who are preaching. We've got it. So join us. join us, and you get free of birth, death, disease, and old age. You get to be happy. You get to interact with the Supreme Person in the spiritual world. So, of course, we have the best offering. We're the fraternity with the best offering. Fraternity and also sorority. Anyway, so the point is that when one joins those things and finally gets initiated after being hazed, then that's it. You know, you remember. But with Krishna consciousness, after being hazed and you get initiated, that's the beginning. In other words, it's the beginning, initiation of your spiritual life. So that initiation is basically to have full faith, the connection that Natevadhu. So Swartagatimhi Vishnu. That Vishnu is actually the goal, or service to Krishna is the goal, not these other things. Not service to your family. I mean, I remember when I first joined, my mother would say, "What about service to your family? You were supposed to be a doctor." And I said, "Why am I supposed to be a doctor?" And she was very blunt about the whole thing, very explicit. She said, "To serve me." I said, "Are you so sick that you need a doctor? you're gonna have to wait, you know, 8 years until I get my medical degree." She said, "No." She said, "To serve me by making me proud of you, so I can brag." You know, where they say bragging rights. My son, the doctor. So anyway, she was presenting my real self-interest was in serving her. And sometimes, you know, the people will present your real self-interest in serving your country. You know, Uncle Sam wants you or something like that. Uncle Sam wants you serving humanity. There's different types of self-interest. But when one joins Krishna consciousness, one has to be convinced of that, or else they won't stick it out. If they're not convinced about it, if they're just joining because, you know, actually the prasadam tastes pretty good. Of course, that may be a thing that attracts one in the beginning, chaturvidha bhajanti mam, you know, good prasadam, or, you know, freedom from distress, or those devotees have so much money, whatever it is. So, Krishna talks about that in the Gita, isn't it? Four reasons for people come to Krishna consciousness, or looking for knowledge. But unless one is convinced that Swartagatimhi Vishnu, he's not going to stick, because it requires controlling the mind and keeping that goal in your consciousness all the time. So, Natevadhu Swartagatimhi Vishnu, Dhurashaya Yeva Hirartamani. If one doesn't think like this, this is Lord Rishabhadev talking, Bahirartamani, he has other outside interests. Outside, yeah, Bahir means outside. Just like we chant about Lord Nrsingadev. What do we chant about Lord Nrsingadev? Bahir Nrsingo, Ridaye Nrsingo. Lord Nrsingadev is everywhere. He's inside and outside. He's in the heart, and he's everywhere else too. So if we have Bahir Artamanina, if our mind is absorbed in these outside interests while as we're executing Krishna consciousness, we haven't even really begun Krishna consciousness. I mean, obviously there's some agyata sukriti and some benefit. But as far as the beginning of Krishna consciousness, it comes from Swartagatimhi Vishnu. Everyone understanding what I'm talking about? Dvarasya. Yei Bahir Artamanina. Andar yatandar. And therefore, we're blind. And then the other people we're following are also blind. Famous verse. Andar yatandar. We're blind people being led by other blind people. You know, the leaders of society. No matter how well-intentioned, we have so many leaders in our society. I'm not talking about Krishna conscious society, like politicians. I mean, for example, I admire some of the politicians like Barack Obama because he's well-intentioned. I mean, I would actually say he's well-intentioned, but still, he's blind. He doesn't know Swartagatimhi Vishnu. He doesn't know what the ultimate goal is. He thinks the ultimate goal is to keep the economy going or whatever it is. So all these leaders in society or scientists or whatever, I mean, they may do wonderful things. Certainly, we're very much entranced with all the technological developments, you know, the iPad, gray or something like with a retina display, right? You know about this? You know, but because it's like Prabhupada said, a bunch of zeros, you know, we're very impressed by all the zeros. But there's no one there. When you have a bunch of zeros and no one, it's useless. Boy, he's come with thousands of zeros. How many zeros do you have today? I got more zeros than you. You understand? So, anda yatandar upaniyamanas. And then, of course, the ultimate statement is very famous. Te pisha tantra muru damni bada. Therefore, they both fall into a ditch. I mean, you could just picture this in your mind's eye, that you have a seeing eye dog who's blind. You know, sometimes in the airport we see the people with seeing eye dogs, and the dogs can see. Obviously, that's why they're called seeing eye dogs. But if the dog, or even a better picture is two dogs, two blind dogs, or even better is two blind mice. Was that? Isn't that that poem? Two blind mice. Three blind mice. Sorry, three blind mice. Three blind mice. Anyway, so tepish is tantra muradam nirvada. So they both fall into a ditch. So, in other words, let's go back to the point. We have to be convinced. Prabhupada challenged the devotees. He said, actually, how many of you are convinced? And he would spend so much time with the devotees, even letting the devotees take the opposite position, materialistic position, and Prabhupada would defeat them. You know, where's the scientist? Or what is their opinion? And in this way, Prabhupada would have many discussions because the devotees were not convinced. I mean, how convinced, how much faith do we have? Because as even in the Bible, it says, you know, faith can move mountains, isn't it? So you can do amazing things if you have faith. I mean, you see, this is one of Prabhupada's, you know, primary, you know, characteristics, his faith. He was able to do things physically that for people with such an old body would be impossible. You know, just like, it just takes faith. You know, just you push yourself so much because you believe in what you're doing. Whereas, you know, we have to question whether we have that much faith and trust. Of course, Shraddha, Shraddhesh, Vishaya, Shakahesu, Rita, Nishya. That the real test of faith is to be completely convinced that just by doing what Krishna wants, everything will be accomplished. That's the real test of faith. And we see Prabhupada had that Shraddha, that real Shraddha. Shraddha, Shraddhesh, Vishaya, Shakahesu. That's Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami's version. So, anyway, so that's the beginning. And when one has that faith, one can, as Prabhupada talks about here in the first paragraph, one first has to control the mind. So the mind is very flickering. Like Krishna says Arjuna says in the sixth chapter of the Gita, Chanchala himana Krishna pramati balava drudam tashaham nigraham manye vayor iva shuduskuram. And why is it flickering? It's flickering because of karnam guna sangacha, but by your association with certain modes of nature. It's flickering because of the moon cycle. You know, you may be a lunatic. You just start ticking when the moon is full. Like, usually I go into hiding when the moon is full. Don't talk to anybody. Don't check my email. So, except on Gaur Purnima. That's a nice moon. The rest of the full moons are problematic. I mean, just like the moon cycle, or if you're tired. I mean, I was thinking about this yesterday, in my own life yesterday. You know, I just came back from traveling from India, and the body naturally gets tired, and I was just examining and seeing how the mind gets influenced. You know, the mind is saying, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, you know that song? Oh, how I hate to get up out of bed. Anyway, so the mind says different things according to whether we're tired or what time of the day it is, or whether our blood sugar is low or whether our blood sugar is high. It's amazing. It's interesting. I mean, we should examine like that. I mean, we're supposed to do a little bit of that Sankhya ourselves. Sankhya means, you know, we examine. Hey, why am I feeling differently this morning, you know, real lively, than I felt last night? Like, what's hell? You know, you understand what I'm talking about? You know, what's different? I'm the same person. I'm the soul. But last night I felt like hell, and today I feel like jumping up and down in ecstasy. That's the mind. Hey, now I understand what the mind is. That's Sankhya. And therefore, I'm not the mind. But my swarthi gatim hi Vishnu. My goal is to serve Krishna. So I have to be steady in spite of, if I really want to accomplish my goal, if I really have faith in my goal, if I really want to please Krishna, if I really want to please my spiritual master, I have to be steady in spite of what's happening there. And Krishna says in the sixth chapter, another verse from the sixth chapter of the Gita, where Krishna says, by constant practice and detachment. So it takes that practice. And that practice is identifying the flickering of the mind, the flickerings of the mind, and functioning in a steady fashion in spite of the flickerings of the mind. And not only that, you know, whether you're hungry, but there's all these emotions that come out. You know, she loves me, not for me, of course. But, but you know, oh my God. So, you know, and so many things occur. One just has to remain steady in spite of that. And not only that, one has to always be happy in spite of that. So this is the challenge that we have. This is actually practically one of the, it practically is the biggest challenge, to be able to remain steady in spite of the flickering, the pushing and pulling, the mind is turbulent, obstinate, restless, like the wind, and just being able to see that that's just the mind. So that means intelligence. Intelligence is fixed in swartha gatim hi Vishnu. So how do you do that? Actually, the next verse it talks how you do that. The next verse explains, in this verse, implicitly explains that by regular hearing, reminding ourselves about swartha gatim hi Vishnu, about the goal. Why am I here? What am I doing? That's one of the purposes of Bhagavatam class. What am I doing? What's the purpose of life? How should I be functioning? What is the right thing? What? And basically, the question I ask myself, just to reveal this, is like, what would Prabhupada want me to do? How would, not just in big things, but how would Prabhupada want me to act right now? Right now that, you know, the body and the mind are feeling completely miserable, like stool. And how would Prabhupada want me to act? As they say, keep a stiff upper lip. You know that saying? You know? Mm-hmm. Let me just bite the bullet, keep a stiff upper lip. And just... and in other words, act as if the mind was okay. So just like when we're, you know, I'm just giving my personal realization, when we're tired or something like that, we just have to act. Of course, even if the bags under our eyes are big enough to carry 32 kilos apiece, so on the planes. Bags. Okay. But we have to act in such a way as that nobody knows what's happening in the mind. That's a high platform of devotional service. And that's determination, and that's faith. So when one does that, then one is steady. That's the platform of nishtha, of course, we're talking about, right? Because before you can understand Krishna's pastimes in the spiritual world, or think of Krishna in a constant way, you have to come to the platform of nishtha. Of course, we have ado shraddha tata sadhu sangota bhajana kriya. It means in the beginning there's that firm faith. That's just beginning, as I mentioned before. Then then association with the sadhus, then bhajana kriya, executing devotional service and artha and vritti shat, and then nishta. Then we become steady 24 hours a day. So that's really what I'm describing here, that nishta is accomplished by controlling the mind. And then after Nishta, does anyone know what comes after Nishta? Ruchi. But at Nishta, you can begin to enter into Raganuga Bhakti. Not before that. I mean, so many people think that they can enter into Raganuga Bhakti when they're still on the platform of not even Adoshrada. You know, they don't have firm faith in Yasha Devi Para Bhakti Yuta Devi Tata Kuru Tashayate Katitari Yata Prakashante Mahatmana. Of course, that's another famous verse that Prabhupada would quote. He said, one who has firm faith in the word and the spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of God in the Vedic literatures, everything is revealed to him. So that's the first step. You cannot take the other steps without taking all these preliminary steps. So that Nishta and then Ruchi, and then after Ruchi, what happens after Ruchi? Does anyone know?
Detachment,
yeah, Ashakti. And then Bhava. Ashakti means complete detachment from this world, or attachment to Krishna, actually. And that's real renunciation when one is on that. Of course, when one is on that platform, then the mind is actually Vishaya Chadiya Kabi, Shuddha Habi Mana, Kabi Hamahi Rabo Shivrindavana, as Narottama Das Thakur prays. When will that day come? Vishaya Chadiya Kabi. When this Vishaya, these anarthas, or impurities, Shuddha Habi Mana, my mind becomes purified, Kabi Hamahi Rabo Shivrindavana, and then my mind will simply manifest Vrindavan. So that's really where we're supposed to be going. But right now, we're not at that stage. So therefore, it means tolerating. Tamsa Tiksha Shabharata. That second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. We're still in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. We haven't gotten to Sarvadharma and Purushajad yet. That's something more advanced. We haven't gotten to a Slishava Pada. Yet we're still, you know, matras varshita kontiya, sitoshna dukkha dukkha da. Happiness, distress, pleasure and pain, cold, summer and winter seasons. Sitoshna dukkha dukkha da, gama paino nitash tamsatisha shabharata. So that's really a verse that we should be thinking about right now. To remaining steady, so we can come to the platform of mission. So anyway, so this is some of the things I could say about this verse in purport. So any questions or comments? So when it's time to greet the beings. Yes, who? Her? Just go on second, though.
So you talk about how the mind might be at night, it's like
hell and everything. Yeah, I mean, we experience the difference. It's amazing. I mean, I'm just shocked. Like I said, last night I was so tired, and we had some people cleaning my house, and I said, "When are they going to get the hell out of here?" But this morning, you know, the mind is saying, "No, it's just nice devotees." So, yes, see, you actually experience the mind has different attitudes. There's the same people at different times of the day. It's wild. Isn't it? I mean, it's just... I mean, just being honest. We should be honest, you know. So, what's the question?
I was just thinking, so like, it could be like all fired up and all that, but it's like the mind's like bipolar, you know. So it's not that is.
It's not only bipolar, it's multipolar.
So it's like, so you can't like take that part of the mind seriously either, unless we want to use that.
Yeah, we use it. You know, we use it, you know, the mind. We have to train up the mind, like Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Thakur said, you know, you hit the mind with a chain and cane or shoes in the morning and the evening like 1,000 times or 100 times. So you really, really have to just do the right thing, as Dr. Laura said. I don't know if you know Dr. Laura. But just do the right thing. In other words, intelligence is function on, the point I'm making is Swartha Gatim, what's the right thing to do? Whether I feel like this, I feel like that. What's the right thing to do? How to act? How to say? How to speak? That's the point. That's intelligence platform. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence. And Paul Singh Prabhupada said the intelligence is this close to the super soul. He made this expression with two fingers. Intelligence is this close to intelligence. when that's a, makes his intelligence very strong. And the, you know, the typical, you all know this, the typical metaphor is the chariot and the, isn't it? The passenger is us, right? And who is the driver?
Intelligence.
And the reins are the mind. And the horses are the what?
Senses.
So, you know, we should understand this. The horses may be wild and pulling on the reins like crazy, but the driver is very strong. I remember one time I was on a horse, and I wasn't so strong, so the horse took me to the next county. It knew, the horse knew I wasn't so expert. So we are like that right now. Our mind is taking us to the next life, not just the next county. Okay.